朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好，我们除了感谢 worship team 以外，我们非常谢谢我们的主耶稣哈。
Aside from thanking our worship team, we really want to thank our Jesus foremost.
因为我们每一次来，他都知道我们的需要。
Because every time we come to him, he knows our needs.
他也让所有渴慕他的人决定不空手而回啊。
And then he does not allow anyone who desire him will leave empty-handed.
我相信我们里面最需要的就是耶稣自己。
And I know what we need most within us is Jesus himself.
不仅仅劳苦担重担的可以到他面前来。
Not only are those who are weary and heavy laden can come to him.
就连我们自己觉得自己很得胜、很刚强的时候，我们最需要的仍然是耶稣。
But even in our times of victory, what we need most is still Jesus. Amen.
就算我们能够带着力量在这里服侍弟兄姊妹，我们也希望里面充满的是耶稣。
And even when we have the strength to serve brothers and sisters, we pray that what is in us is Jesus.
你们有没有经验出去郊游，带着西瓜，结果没带刀？带着面，没带筷子？
Have you experienced this aspect of going onto a picnic?You brought a wonderful watermelon, you forgot the knife, or you brought noodles and forgot your chopsticks.
或者你喝咖啡必须要加糖，却没有东西搅它。
And you have coffee, you have sugar, but nothing to stir your cup.
我们这次要讲的这个题目讲恩赐啊。
And when we talk about the gift, the area of spiritual gifts.
恩赐只是帮助我们能够更有效地把丰富服侍出来。
Gifts allow us to serve the fullness within us more effectively.
但是它的本身不是最重要、最宝贵的事情。
But the gift itself is not the most precious thing.
而是里面的 contents.
But the content within.
就里面到底装的是什么？
What is inside the vessel?
我们每一个人都从不同的角度来经历主。
And we come from different perspectives and experiences.
所有侍奉神的人、服侍主的人，我们能够给人最好的祝福就是耶稣自己。
All those who can serve the Lord, serve brothers. Sister, the very best that we can give is Jesus Himself.
但是我们怎么样子能够有效地把里面的丰富服侍给别人呢？
But how do we effectively usher forth the fullness within us to others?
我们外面需要主圣灵把恩赐，把所需要的恩赐赐给我们。
And we need the gifting of the Holy Spirit for us.
不然我们就只是拿了一个空碗给别人，不能够满足人的需要。
Or else we bring an empty bowl to someone and really not be able to satisfy them.
所以我们个人的经历很重要啊。
So yes, our individual experiences are important.
神让我们在人生从不同的角度里面去经历人生各样的酸甜苦辣。
The Lord allow us to walk through different aspects of life that we may experience the bitterness and the sweetness of it.
让我们从不同的角度经历到基督的信实、基督的慈爱、基督的丰富。
And from different perspectives, we may experience the faithfulness, the fullness of the Lord.
所以用我刚刚很肤浅的例子，就是你可能经历的是带来的西瓜到教会来，他可能带来的一碗面到教会来。
Perhaps the fullness within you.Is like that watermelon or that bowl of noodles.
内容全是基督。
And yes, the content is Christ and is full.
可能方式角度不一样。
And yes, from the different perspective, these things are different.
但是当神的儿女们在一起的时候，我们从彼此的身上享受耶稣啊。
That when we come together, we enjoy Jesus through one another.
那恩赐是帮助我们有效地把它服侍出来。
Again, these gifts allow us to minister these things effectively.
所以你有这么好的西瓜没有刀子呢？你总觉得你还是可以吃了哈，要空手道就是了。
So the example of having a watermelon without a knife, yes, you could still some way break it and eat it.
这个我也会哈，因为前两天我们教会有一个外国弟兄，他是跆拳黑道四段。
And an example was there was a brother who is in Taekwondo. He's fourth degree black belt.
他说他可以砍十个砖头。
He said he could break 10 bricks all at once.
你们要小心一点哈，谁不做 homework， 我以后找他去看望。
So those of you, if you don't do your homework, be careful. I know this brother very well. He will come and visit you.
我没有说他 very well 啊。对不起，我刚刚叫他外国人，这是我们中国人的毛病。到哪里去，我们都是这个叫别人都叫外国人
啊。I earlier called this brother a foreigner. He's not a foreigner. He's native here.
Yeah, I am a foreigner. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，神把各样的恩赐摆在神家里面。
So, brothers, when we're here in God's house, God's given His gifts to all of us.
但是更重要的是，我们里面必须跟主之间有对的关系。
But more importantly than these gifts is that we have a right relationship with God.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌 ，Fill Your Lamp， 我们里面最需要的是被耶稣常常充满。
Just as the song we just sang, "Come and fill Your Lamp," we need Jesus to come and fill us up.
我们昨天大概有听说有130-140个人来参加小组同工的培训。
130-140 individuals that came to the training for a small group lead.
我们非常感谢神啊。
We thank the Lord.
我们真的希望神家有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
And we pray that there would be more and more of those who love the Lord and God's house that would be raised up.
我们羡慕，我们不要去羡慕那个大有恩赐的啊。
We do not desire significantly of those who are greatly gifted.
或是大有学问哈，但是生命却不好。
But those who have great knowledge but they lack the maturity of life.
我们希望我们一步一脚印很真实的在主的面前追求耶稣自己。
But every step that we take it seriously and in a genuine way before the Lord.
神家领袖的品质就决定了神家蒙福的度量跟被神使用的度量。
The quality of the leadership in God's house will determine the capacity by which this place may grow, the capacity by which we may serve.
这句话真的是很重要哈。
And this is very important.
所以我希望神家的领袖 是不是地位上的，是真正生命里面的。
And I pray those of us who are in the position of leadership, it is not just a position, but is in life.
神家领袖的品质决定了教会蒙福的度量，也决定了教会被神使用的度量。
And again, the quality of the leadership determines the capacity by which we may grow and the capacity by which we may serve.
所以我们希望我们在主人面前不仅仅凡事长进，每一个人都要追求长进。
So we pray that not all of us will seek to grow.
我们更希望整个教会一起来长。
But we as a church together we will grow.
我们一起帮助对方来长。
And we will help one another to grow.
这样我们可以长得更快。
And that we will grow much quicker that way.
那今天我们继续讲从恩赐看成全圣徒各尽其职。
And today we will continue on the topic of equipping the saints through the perspective of spiritual gifts.
但是因为上个礼拜英文组不在这里啊。
Because the English speaking brother and sister was not here last week.
我很快的复习一下上个礼拜的几个 highlights 几个重要点 key point.
Very quickly I will review some.The key points that were mentioned last week.
那第一件事情
the first point.
我们要在这里知道说神为什么要把恩赐赐给我们。
We need to understand why God would give spiritual gifts.
从神那一面，他是要让我们知道他爱我们。
From God's perspective, that He would.That we would know His love.
因为恩赐这个字本身 charisma 就是 grace 就是一个礼物啊，神给我们。
And this word charisma, gift, means God loves us.
我们每次要收礼物都很兴奋，对不对
？We're all very excited every time we're about to receive a gift, right?
尤其是谁送我们，更会让我们兴奋的程度不一样。
Particularly the gifts that we receive from certain individuals would cause us to be even more excited.
那这个礼物是从神来的，从天来的。
But these gifts came from God, came from heaven above.
神从来不给廉价的礼物的。
God would never give crummy gifts.
所以让我们知道这个礼物从神来的，那是一件很喜乐的事啊！知道他爱我们。
When we know that this gift is from the Lord, we know that it is because He loves us.
那另外一方面呢，是主耶稣升天得胜为我们赢得的啊。
And secondly, it's because Jesus ascended on high; He was victorious and He won it for us.
让我们跟他分享他的掳物。
That we may enjoy the spoils with Him.
所以以弗所书四章说，他升上高天，掳掠仇敌以后，就把各样的恩赐赐给人。
And Ephesians chapter 4 says that the Lord ascended on high and took captivity captive.And gave gifts to men.
好，所以神把恩赐给我们，让我们知道他爱我们。
So God has given us these gifts that we may know He loves us.
而且让他看见，让我们看见主耶稣把我们当他的怎么讲？看重我们哈，他得到的礼物愿意跟我们分享。
The Lord Jesus would esteem us and share His spoils with us of His victory.
那从我们这面来说
，and from our perspective,
圣经上清楚地告诉我们，神把恩赐给我们，圣灵把各样的恩赐给人，是要叫人得益处。
And the Scripture made it very clear that God has given gifts to men that men may be blessed.
不仅接受的人得到益处
，not only those who receive the gifting will be blessed.
神是要叫我们用这个恩赐，能够让周围的人得到益处。
But through these gifts, that everyone around us may be.
然后以弗所书第四章告诉我们，他把各样的恩赐赐给教会，是为了要成全圣徒各尽其职。
And the scripture is also very clear that these gifts are given to us that we may equip the saints for the work of ministry.
所以恩赐赐下不是为了你个人被高举、被人家夸奖而已。
So the gifts are given to you not for the sake that you may be elevated or be praised.
不应该讲而已哈，不应该是为那个，而是为了建造教会。
And it's for the sake of building up the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是恩赐得着的目的。
And this is the purpose of receiving these gifts.
使用的原则。
And the principle of using it,
就是我们这个人必须是一个对的人。
That we need to be the right person.
我们要在主的面前要谦卑，不拿去跟别人比较。
And we need to be humble before the Lord that we do not compare with one another.
我们必须要在圣灵的管理底下来使用这个恩赐。
And under the control of the Holy Spirit, we administer these gifts.
我记得有一次有个传道人在我们中间讲道的时候。
I remember one time there was a pastor or a preacher that was here preaching.
他说有人去请教纪志文博士哈，一个神的老仆人。
And they, a person went to ask an elder servant of the Lord.
他说你这一生服侍，你的经验之谈是什么？
And he says, all the days of your services, what is the essence or the most important, the precious parts of your service?
你知道这些老人家都服侍几十年了，要用一句话讲他服侍的经验都是很精华的。
And all these elderly brothers who serve for so long, they could summarize everything with one phrase. It's quite difficult.
还记不记得这个纪志文博士怎么回答？
Do you remember, those of you who heard this example, how did he reply?
他说靠恩赐侍奉，在恩典中堕落。靠着恩赐来服侍，
serve by the gifts,
然后在恩典中堕落。
But we fall within the grace.
但是这是所有侍奉主的人最要小心的事情。
These are the things that those who serve the Lord need to be careful of.
就是你不能够只靠恩赐来服侍的。
You cannot just serve according to your giftings.
你必须跟神是要对的关系。
You must be at the right relationship with God.
你必须里面的生命是真实的，是纯净的。
The life within you must be genuine, must be pure.
所以很多人大有恩赐。
So there are a lot of people with great gifts.
但是其实不久以后，早晚这条路上会倒下来的。
But not much longer within this path they will fall.
因为他是靠恩赐在侍奉。
Because they've been serving according to the gifts.
他知道恩赐在这里 来赢得人的这个尊重。
And according to these gifts, he has won the respect of others.
所以最近我们从不管从报纸上，从基督教的这个网站上，知道很多属灵领袖先后跌倒。
And through articles and even articles online, we see some spiritual leaders that have fallen.
我们除了要为的直接受到影响的弟兄姊妹们祷告，叫他们不要灰心丧气。
And not only do we need to pray for all those brothers and sisters who are affected that they do not lose faith.
那我们也都要为自己很谨守的祷告。
And we need to be very careful in praying for ourselves and be watchful.
我们不要光只是在这里说说谈谈，批评论断。
And we're not just going to talk about it and complain about it.
保罗劝我们哥林多前书第十章，当你自己以为站立得稳的时候，反而要更小心。
First Corinthians chapter 10, Paul says, be more vigilant when you think that you stand.
所以当我们今天要讲恩赐的时候，我需要先让弟兄姊妹知道，恩赐不能够离开生命来说的。
So today I want to emphasize that when we talk about spiritual gifts, we cannot step away from the aspect of life.
恩赐不能够离开圣灵来用的。
And the gifts thing cannot be used outside of the Holy Spirit.
而恩赐使用的最重要的目的是为了将荣耀归给神，也能够叫人从我们身上得益处。
And the most important aspect of utilizing these gifts is that God would be glorified and men may be blessed.
好，我就把上个礼拜的复习完了。
So this is a review of what we talked about last week.
那我现在就是想问上个礼拜都是问中文的弟兄姊妹。
And last week we asked all the brothers who were Chinese speaking.
然后我也请弟兄姊妹回答祷告。
And I asked everybody to go home and pray.
那我想说现在想问弟兄姊妹，你真的知道自己的恩赐是什么的，请举手。
And I want to ask those of you who have prayed about it, do you know your spiritual gifts? Raise your hands real high if you know what your gifts are.
大概还是三分之一而已哈。
Still only about a third of you.
那觉得在自己的恩赐上有用到一到十，有忠心用，好好的用，有善用它，充分用它，用到六以上的，请举手。
And those of you who have used that gifting to more than 60%, raise your hand.
怎么上个礼拜我最后问了你们已经很多人举了，现在又少了？你这个礼拜干嘛了？
There were more people that raised their hands last week. What happened to you this week?
我们要照着已经知道的要全力以赴的。
And according to what we know, we need to give our very best.
应该要好好用的。
We need to utilize them well.
我们底下要来看。
So we're going to continue and look.
我现在这里问了几个问题，我只是常见的问题，我相信你有问题更多。
I posted some frequently asked questions. I'm sure there are a lot more questions out there.
我在这里列了五个问题。
So I listed about five of them.
我说天生的才干跟恩赐有没有不同，或者有什么不同。
Are there any differences between natural talents and spiritual gifts?
觉得 天生的恩天生的才干跟恩赐是一样的，请举手。
Those of you who think your natural talents are exactly the same as spiritual gifts, raise your hands.
绝对不一样的，请举手。
If you think they're different, raise your hands.
好，感谢主。好，那第二，
Praise the Lord.
我会问，就表示我觉得不一样啊。
The fact that I would ask such a question means.
虽然你看到很多的书都是这样讲哈，这天生的才干就是要给主用。
And you've seen a lot of articles that says your natural talents are for the Lord's use.
那这是我第二个问题，天生的才干可以给神用吗？
So this is my second.
会被神用吗？
Second question, can we use our natural talents for God?
我上个礼拜明明说这个礼拜才会讲这个题目，结果会后吃饭就有人来问我了。
And I very clearly said last week that I will talk about this topic this week, but right at lunch last week, somebody came and asked me the question.
就是有人生下来就有音乐的天赋嘛，我们没有啊。
And some people are born with musical talents, and we don't.
你看这些事情人对音乐这么敏感，他们天生就有了。
And these musicians, they're very sensitive to music, that they're born with it.
难道不能被神用吗？
Can they not be used for God?
这是我今天要回答的。
So I won't answer that question today.
第三个，一个人可以拥有很多恩赐吗？
And the third question, can one person possess multiple spiritual gifts?
觉得自己有超过一个以上恩赐的请举手。再说不要客气啊，请举手。
Don't be shy. If you think you have more than one gift, raise your hand.
感谢主，怎么搞得少很多了哈。
Again, a lot of hands weren't raised compared to last week.
恩赐会被改变吗？会失去吗？
Will the spiritual gifts change? Can we lose them?
第四个，恩赐有大小轻重之分吗？
Are there any differences in magnitude and significance between the gifts?
特别很多人说，神家的神儿女们通通都是一样的，都是平等的，都是罪人。
And a lot of people says that we're all the same, we're all sinners.
我现在不是要去回答你那个问题哈。
I'm not responding to that particular question.
那第五个，我怎么样辨别真假的属灵恩赐呢？
Lastly, how do we distinguish?Between real and fake spiritual gifts.
不光这个问题要问自己，我怎么知道我这个是恩赐呢，还是才干呢？
And not only do we need to ask ourselves this question: Is this really my spiritual gift, or is it just my talent?
或是当你在聚会的时候来了一个神的仆人，他说他有说预言的恩赐，那么他跟我讲的预言，我要不要信呢？
And so a speaker comes into our group and he says he has the gifting of prophecy and he says something. Should I believe him?
他有医病的恩赐，他说他有医病的恩赐，他为我祷告以后，他说我得医治了，我是不是要相信呢？
And a brother, if he says he has the gift of healing and he prays for me, should I believe what he prayed?
你看我随便问了五个问题，这些问题你们有没有？
I asked just these five common questions.
有这些问题的请举手。
Those of you who have similar questions, raise your hands.
好，这样我才要讲下去嘛。
And now I can continue with the message, right?
那我就不讲了。
Or else, if you all know the answer, there's no point for me to say.
有一些问题在我的信息里面我会回答。
And some of these questions I will answer in the message.
有一些问题我现在先回答。我现在先回答。
And I will answer it right away right now.
天生的才干 talents.
Your natural talents.
跟gift 跟这个 gift 圣经上所说的这个恩赐从神来的恩赐它是不一样的。
And the spiritual gifts that come from God, they are different.
什么地方最大的不一样？
What's the most significant in its differences?
它的源头不一样。
The source is different.
那你会说我天生生下来的这个也是神给的？
You said I was born with it, so God must have given it to me.
当然你从某一个角度来说，我们所有人都是他造的。
Yes, from a certain perspective, we are all created by God.
都是为了他的旨意，为了他的荣耀被造的。
We are all created for his purpose, for his will, for his glory.
你有音乐的天赋，你有科学家的这个才能，也的确是从神来的。
Yes, if you are musically talented, you have a very scientific mind. Yes, it comes from the God.
那这是从广义来说。
And from a very broad perspective, that is true.
但是我们今天是在讲侍奉上的这个恩赐哈，为了建造教会，为了叫人得益处的恩赐。
Today we're talking specifically about ministry and service in God's house that we may benefit those who come to this place.
你这个天生的才干。跟神给的恩赐两个的源头就是不一样。
Your natural talents and the spiritual gifts that are given by God, these two are different.
我到底我天生的才干可不可以给神用？
The source of these two are different, so can I use my natural talents for God?
要回答这个问题要很小心，因为有人听录音只听我前半哈。
And to answer this question, we must be careful. For those who are listening to the audio messages, don't just listen to the first half.
或者只放前半给别人听的话，那就不准确了。所以我先讲这个预防针。
So we can't just play that first portion, so we have to say it right now.
我们天生下来的天赋，在上个礼拜有个弟兄说他有天赋没有恩赐。
There was a brother that said last week that he has a heavenly father, but he doesn't have any gifts.
弟兄姊妹，天生的才干，
天赋
没有关系了哈。Heavenly father, 天赋 ，OK.
I didn't understand what he was saying.
天赋就是 talent, 就是那个
natural talents and no spiritual gifts.
Okay, 你们至少 wake up 了，谢谢哈。
Praise God, you're all awake now. Yeah.
我讲到哪里了？
有天赋没有？
那个天生的才干当然可以给神用，但是有一个过程。
The natural talents, certainly you could use to serve the Lord, but there's a process.
我可不可以请那个 project team 帮我打罗马书六章十三节出来。
Romans chapter 6 verse 13.
Yeah, 帮我打一下好吧。
Romans chapter 6 verse 13.
13.
Verse 13.
算了，你们太慢了。OK， 不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
你知道罗马书十二章最有名的一节经文，就是保罗用神的慈悲劝我们将身体献上，对不对
？And the most famous verse in chapter 12 is that Paul says, "I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God."
当作活祭，为了荣耀神。
As a living sacrifice for the glory of God.
但是他在第六章已经告诉我们，我们这个败坏的人是没有资格奉献给神的。
In chapter 6, he made it very clear that these who are we who are corrupted, we have no right to serve God.
神不会用的，神根本连住都不住到一个有罪人的里面。
God will not use it. God will not dwell and abide in the person of sin.
所以我们需要被救赎，需要被洁净，这是第一步。
So we need to be saved. We need to be cleansed. That's the very first step.
第二步是我们要经过死而复活，把自己献给神，放在祭坛上。
And the second step needs to go through this process of death and then into life. We need to present ourselves on the altar.
在这样子的前提底下，神使用我们。
Now under these conditions, yes, God uses us.
所以天然的恩赐、天然的才干是一样的。
Yes, natural talents that are the same.
你如果没有把自己奉献给神
，if it is not offered to the Lord,
对不起，你如果没有经过救赎被神洁净的话
，if you have not gone through salvation and been cleansed by God,
然后如果你没有经过奉献把自己交给神的话
，if you have not gone through the path of offering and presented to God,
原谅我说神仍然不用
，forgive me for saying this, God will not use it.
而且很多人就直接用了，就在神家产生了很多的问题。
But a lot of people go right ahead and uses their natural talents and creates a lot of problems in God's house.
非常会弹琴，天生非常会弹琴。
They naturally could play piano well.
他勤能补拙也好，或是天生的才干也好，他练了一手好琴。
Whether they are diligently prepared themselves or they're born with it, they play very well.
可是他在神家弹琴的时候，就带来了许多的难处。
But yet, as the person is playing the piano, it brings a lot of problems in God's house.
那 worship leader 说这边要轻一点，他才管你的，他继续弹。
And when the worship leader says, "Let's tone down a little bit," he or she just keeps playing very loudly.
他觉得在教会要单纯一点，他就要像演奏会一样这样来来回回给你。
And somebody felt that at this very moment we need to just be more simple.But she would just demonstrate herself.
或者这边希望稍微轻快一点，他就给你慢慢弹。
Or maybe it needs to be more lively, but she or he will want to slow down.
因为他只照他自己的恩赐在发挥，他不愿意接受连不要说不接受圣灵的，连眼前的人他都不愿意听的。
But this person is expressing his own abilities, his own gifts, and he doesn't care about God. Really, just not even what people care about.
所以两个是不一样的。
So from these two perspectives, quite different.
我们说过，恩赐的使用必须是。顺从圣灵，而且依靠圣灵。
And we said earlier that the using of these spiritual gifts must come to the obedience and the reliance of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章特别讲到恩赐的使用必须在圣灵的管理底下。
First Corinthians chapter 12 made it very clear that the usage of these gifts must be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要被主洁净再来用。
So we need to be cleansed by the Lord before we can use them.
另外我讲到天生的才干跟恩赐还是不一样，我再举另外一面的另外一个角度的例子。
From a different perspective, I'll give you another angle.
我曾经跟你们做过见证、
And I gave you this testimony before.
我从小从来没有想过有一天我会用口来服侍主。
I never imagined in my youth that I would serve the Lord with my mouth.
因为我从小在家其实是老幺哈，这个上次讲过了，这个老二是心理不平衡哈，在我们家当老幺其实也心理不平衡。
I'm the youngest in my family. Oftentimes we know that the middle child has that middle child syndrome, but in my family.That middle child syndrome fall to the last one.
因为这个长幼有序，所以什么事情都是老幺要负多责哈。
Because in our upbringing, it's very orderly, so the youngest one always get all the responsibility.
所以我觉得我是很勤快的人。
All the work that is to be done, so I'm very diligent.
我就在教会里面都是做事情的。
So they're doing things in God's house.
然后另外一方面，我小的时候有口疾哈，就是嘴巴。
I stutter.
Yeah, 这个是学出来的，我跟你们讲过哈。这是学来的，恩赐 stutter 是学来的。
He learned how to stutter.
因为我爸爸。 因为我爸爸跟我们讲说决定不要去学人家口疾的人。
And so my dad told all of us, don't learn from anyone who stutters when they speak.
因为你一学就学会了。
Because once you learn it, try to imitate them, you'll catch it.
因为我爸爸说他就是学人家结果学会了。
Because my dad tried to imitate someone and he caught it.
所以他花了很多年才克服。
And it took many years to overcome it.
那我就不相信。
And I didn't believe him.
我就试着学学看。
So I went and imitated someone.
结果一学学上了。
And I imitated the way he stuttered.
我劝你们年轻人一定要听爸爸妈妈的话。
And I caught it. So brothers, those of you who are younger, listen to your parents.
我们中国人有一句话说，不听老人言，不听老人家讲的话，吃亏在眼前。
And there's an old saying in Chinese that if you don't listen to the elderly,You're going to suffer right before you.
所以我从小就变成口疾了。
So ever since I was young, I began to stutter.
我爸爸回家的时候。
So when my dad came home.
我们那时候住在日本式的房子，榻榻米哈，离开地稍微高一点。
And we were living in a Japanese style homes in Taiwan, and it was elevated from the floor.
我坐在他面前，榻榻米的面前。
And so I was sitting right in front of him.
我为了叫他一声爸爸。
And for just to say, daddy.
他现在睡在那边打瞌睡，听不到哈，没有关系。我就啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪倒到那个榻榻米，啪。这个这爸爸才出来。
My dad's fallen asleep, but when I was young, I tried to say, ba 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 ba, and then I went ba, and I fell on the ground and it came out.
好辛苦哦，你知道吗
？It took so much effort for me to get it out of my lips.
跟人家结结讲话都结结结结结巴巴。
不要
再学了，不要再学了。
When I spoke to other people, I spoke just like that. Don't imitate me.
然后第三件事情
And thirdly,
我们家六个兄弟没有女的
And so among, I had five other brothers There are no sisters among my siblings
然后我初中高中都参加和尚学校全部男生
And so in junior high and high school I was
都是 boy 的 school 所以我不知道
All the boys, there were only boys in the school.
所以我跟女生讲话脸红咽口水。
So when I have a problem talking to girls, I get my face just starts to blush and I would keep swallowing my saliva.
所以非常辛苦。
So it was very, very hard.
然后第四件事情。
And fourthly,
从我十四岁开始我的瘤从身体其他的部分跑到脸上来。
At the age of 14, the tumors that were on my body has now migrated to my face.
怎么切都切不掉，越长越快，肿得大得不得了。
Doesn't matter how many operations I would go through, we can't get rid of it. It just keeps growing and growing.
我想我已经讲了足够的理由，你们可以知道我为什么。从来没有想过要做出口站在台上
I gave you sufficient examples as to why I would never imagine that one day I would serve the Lord as a speaker
所以当我23岁在美国读研究所的时候
So when I was age of 23 in grad school studies here
查经班的弟兄姊妹再三的说余弟兄你一定要上去讲道
The brothers and sisters in our small group in our Bible study they encouraged me you need to go up there and share
你知道吗？我在主人面前说 No way， 脸上肿成那样子，然后讲话又紧张。
So I said to the Lord, No way, because I was nervous and I was nervous in speaking as well.
不可能的。
I said it's impossible.
也是不可能的。
It is absolutely impossible.
所以他们硬是要我讲，你知道吗？我长话短说哈，我的第一篇讲到，我一点不夸张哈。我大概花了快两个月预备。
And I'm being very serious with you. The very first message that I gave, it took me 2 months to prepare.
然后第二个我不夸张的是，我真的从创世纪翻到启示录。
And I literally went through the scripture from Genesis all the way through Revelations.
把我这本已经用了40年的圣经哈，所有里面 highlight 的部分我都看过一遍。
And I went through and looked at all the highlighted portion in this Bible that I've used for 40 years.
所以我第一篇的讲道是集新旧约。
And the very first message that I gave was the summary of the Old and New Testament.
我把所有的重点都写得不知道多少页。
And I have all the key points that were written down, many pages.
因为第一次上台太紧张了。
And the very first time I was standing up here, I was so nervous.
我没有那种想一鸣惊人的那种想法，你没有，我只是趴在台上不晓得怎么解决我自己。
I didn't even have the notion that someone would say, "Wow, he's a great speaker," but I was just thinking, "How do I finish this and get off?"
主耶稣比我厉害多了。这个爱人不是尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神，这是律法先知的总结。他一句话就把新旧约讲完了。
So what Jesus was able to summarize the Old and New Testament, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, soul, and mind.
我没有那么厉害，所以我准备了两三页。
So I didn't have the ability that Jesus had, so I prepared like number of pages of notes.
一个小时的讲道。
And I have an hour to speak.
我讲到20多分钟，全部讲完了。
After 20 minutes, I was all done.
20多分钟。
A little over 20 minutes.
Okay.然后我就不知道怎么办。
And then I don't know what to do from that point.
我几次看表在想，啊，怎么可能？
And I kept looking at my watch. I said, how is that possible?
怎么创世纪到启示录这么快就讲完了？
Genesis to Revelation, 20 minutes only?
然后我很感谢主哈，我也不勉强了。
But I was very thankful to the Lord. I didn't try to force it.
然后我就说我讲完了。
And I told everybody, I'm done.
我说我们一起祷告。
And I said, let's pray.
不到半小时讲到讲完了。
Within not even 30 minutes.
底下半小时不知道干嘛。
Nobody knew what to do for the next 30 minutes.
结果没有想到我们那个查经班团契它不是一个中国教会它只是一个学生团契。
And that Bible study group is just but a particular fellowship group of the church.
我们根本没有操练所谓的 open prayer, 这种开口祷告都是带聚会的人祷告。
Within our group, and at least the church that we went to, there is no open prayer, and just those who were in the position of leadership, they would pray.
然后我下台不知道怎么办我就说大家有感动的祷告。
So I got off the stage and I didn't know what to do. So I asked, "Brothers, if you're moved, would you please pray?"
但是没有想到一个接一个祷告哈。
And then one after another, they began to pray.
啊，他们不是捧场哈，你们他不是捧场。
They're not trying to make me feel better.
很多人祷告还居然哭了。
A lot of people when they were praying, they actually start to weep.
所以我就说，我说主怎么回事啊
？And then I was marvel. I said, "Lord, what happened?"
啊，所以后来他们因为那次继续又叫我讲。
So because of that one message, they encouraged me. Could you please
继续叫我讲？
They asked me to keep continuing.
那我现在先讲这个例子，等一下我也要回到这个例子来。我先讲就是天然才干跟属灵恩赐是不一样的。
This is to let you know, for certain that our natural talents and our spiritual gifts they're not the same.
从人的角度，于是我们很早就说，你讲话的口才决定比不上我们中间某个弟兄。
And Sister Nancy has already told me a long time ago that.Your ability to speak eloquently cannot compare to such a brother.
要描写一件事，要描写一个经历，哇，那个口才真好，特别中国大陆出来的弟兄姊妹各个行。
And to describe a particular experience, a lot of brothers from China, they're very, very eloquent in describing it.
哎，我很不喜欢讲台湾来的、大陆来的，但是我跟你说哈，就在这个点上，从台湾来的真的输得心服口服。
And I really do not like to make the distinction for those who came from Taiwan and those from China, but.Be honest, those who come from China, they are really much better.
你们可以把死的讲成活的，真的很厉害。
And those things that are dead, somehow the way you describe it, it comes alive.
那个恩赐啊，发飙啊，哇，真的很棒。
And your ability to just be so expressive, you're so good.
那但是弟兄姊妹，我现在就是告诉你哈，你先不要被自己的天生的才干限制。
Brothers, I want to say, don't be limited by your natural talents.
同样的，你天生的才干如果很强的话，你要很小心。
Similarly, if you are very strong in your natural talents, be careful.
我很希望你被神用，但是 in a right way.
I desire that you would be used by God, but used in the right way.
要经过死而复活，经过更新的奉献。
Through death and resurrection, and through this sacrifice.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址。告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。